This is Linnea Lenfer in Gustavus, Alaska. I'm 11 years old, and for the last 6 years, I've been riding my bike to school. This morning, the meadow squishes under my boots, muddy from last night's rain. This isn't so unusual for the spring equinox, but this winter we've had more squishy days than snowy ones, and the songbirds have started up early. My bike lives in a shed crowded with the various bits and pieces of the contraptions I've ridden to school over the years. In kindergarten, I pedaled a trailer bike attached to one of my parents' seat posts. First grade came along, and I rode a quadricycle, two bikes hooked together with steel bars so my parents could help me get to school. In second grade, my father built me a quinticycle. Two adult-sized tricycles hooked together with my mother atop the front one. It was a brilliant contraption and could travel on snow and ice. It even had a little seat for my friend Iris so we could take her to school. Every year, the route I've taken has been the same. I ride down our path past the windy creek and then onto the dirt road over the culvert. Some sounds I hear all year round. Like this raven. And the gurgle bubble of the water in the creek. There's sounds that I only hear in the winter. Like this magpie. And as the magpie fades away, we start hearing the varied thrush and the junco. But by the time school gets out, we have the full blast of spring songbirds. So many, you can hardly distinguish one call from another. My favorite sound, though, happens in the fall. The migrating sandhill cranes. The dirt road near our home is lined with cottonwood trees. In March, they are dead and barren, but in a few weeks they'll start budding out, and soon the whole town will be filled with their perfume. Next year, when I start school, my father and I will play one of our favorite games, pedaling, trying to catch the leaves before they hit the ground. As I come out of the tunnel of cottonwood trees, I'm almost to my favorite part of the bike ride. Crossing the bridge over the Salmon River, right into the open meadows in the center of town. Here, I never know what I'm going to see. Maybe I'll be treated to golden eyes, the wind whistling in their wings as they take off. Some mornings, clear and cold, I see the ice cracking and popping with the rising tide. Or maybe the light of the low winter sun, shining in the mist rising from the mountains' reflections in the river. Sometimes, just sometimes, I'm treated to swans. There's not much traffic in our little town in the morning. Only the parents of my classmates driving their kids to school. Whenever one of the cars passes me, though, even when the rain is blowing sideways and the wind pushes me across the road, I'm glad I'm a biker. All the sounds that I'm able to hear and the details I'm able to observe could never penetrate the car's windows. As I pull into school and walk towards the gleeful squeals of my classmates on the playground, I think about all the things I'm able to learn even before I stepped through the doors to school.